Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Teicher's Tower of Trivia coming up. At the bottom of the hour, that is always fun. It's the Trayvon Diggs edition. Again, Trayvon Diggs, of course, unfortunately out for the rest of the season. The great Dallas Cowboys cornerback. The New York Giants, San Francisco 49ers locked at 3 points apiece early in the second quarter, about midway through, about 8.5 minutes left. But the Giants are playing with the Niners, and so that is a good sign for them. Brock Purdy looking mediocre, missing some throws. Could have had a couple interceptions. His receivers helped him out on those, but he's got to be better. But Christian McCaffrey is having a terrific game so far. So we'll see. 3-3 Niners, Giants. Rob... Interesting story.
Niners in the red zone. Niners in the red zone.
Yeah. Marlon Humphrey was talking about Bill Belichick recently. And Rob G, let's hear what that sound.
Is Belichick elite or is Tom Brady elite? That's the million-dollar question. It's looking more like Brady, but it is what it is. I don't know if Belichick was ever daggum dirty.
Wow.
Did you check that?
What?
Dude, if they're washed, they had to have been dirty. Oh, my gosh.
Belichick was never
guy. Whoa. Okay, yeah. I'm saying Tom Brady's that. Look, they were together, though. You can't say it was one of the.
Yeah, but Tom won one without him.
Like, if this year still goes down, it's like, is that three that's been losing seasons?
Mm-hmm.
This is the year. And this is the same for Bam. Hey, it's all pendings, but it's looking like some people are getting washed.
Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
Of course,
Marlon. Rob G, what podcast was that?
That was his own podcast.
That was Don't Listen to This Podcast at Any Time.
It's called the Punchline Podcast.
Yeah, okay. It's a comedy podcast. Is that what this is? Is it a parody?
I don't think so.
I mean, Chris, it's embarrassing, some of these guys. Really? Like, can you do
that?
Rob
does not like these athlete podcasts.
No, I don't, because, Chris, you could have an opinion if you want to, but to totally discount Bill Belichick and the top five defenses that he put together. When they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, Chris, the last one that Brady and Belichick, Brady had no touchdowns. The Rams came in averaging 35 points a game, and they scored 3 points on an 89-yard field goal. Like you got to give the guy some credit, okay? I'm not saying if you want to say who had a better impact on the Patriots, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, but to say to discount him totally like he had nothing to do with it, it is mind-boggling. When Tom Brady had his great comeback against Atlanta, guess what defense shut out the Falcons, Chris, in the second half? It was Bill Belichick's defense. That's right. All I'm saying. Like you can have an opinion and say you would pick Brady over Belichick. That's not what I'm arguing. But to act as if he has nothing to do with it, and then he goes, somebody chimed in and said, well, Brady won without him. Belichick also was a defensive coordinator when the Giants won 2 Super Bowls in New York.
Well, that ain't the same.
No, but my point is he won. He did win.
Yeah, but we don't put rings.
No,
on
but I'm talking about he was a part
that,
of that defense with Lawrence Taylor and all those people who were involved. That's all
that's
I'm saying.
Nice, but
nah,
it's a part of his resume.
It's a part of his
resume.
Yeah,
but a lot of guys that aren't good head coach. Josh McDaniels, how's he as a head coach?
I'm not saying he's equivalent to Belichick.
I'm just saying to winning it as a coordinator or another
I'm saying
position
that's a part of his
different.
Resume that you cannot discount. He makes it like he didn't do anything is my point.
Yeah, I'm not defending Humphrey. All I'm saying is I disagree with throwing in Belichick's ring with San Francisco or with the Giants.
His 2 rings?
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Both of them. Yeah, because I don't throw – when I talk about Josh McDaniels as a head coach, I don't throw in all the rings he won in New England as offensive coordinator. And so I'm not – now, let me get to this. I disagree, obviously, with Marlon Humphrey. Here's the deal. And I've been critical of Belichick as far as what he's done without Brady, which is not much, just keeping it real. He's coached for 10 seasons without Tom Brady. He's made the playoffs twice. So – but here's the deal. You cannot take away from Bill Belichick what he has accomplished. First of all, I'll start here, Rob. Even though I believe, like, if you're forced to pick one who was more responsible for the dynasty, both of them deserve their flowers and accolades. I would say Brady, because like I said, what Belichick's done without Brady, not much, 2 playoffs, 10 years, and Brady going to Tampa Bay and winning it without Belichick with a 7-9 team the year before. But that does not mean you have to take away and act like Belichick is chopped liver. Even if he didn't do anything in Cleveland before he got Brady, what he did with Brady, he deserves credit. Rob, look, as much as good as I think Tom Brady is, he would not be who he is without Belichick. Belichick gave him the chance, stuck with him when Drew Bledsoe, who was a Pro Bowler, 4 times, I believe, came back and stuck with Brady. And like you said, at that point in his career, Brady was a game manager. And Belichick's defenses were a huge, huge, the driving part of their success. Later on, you know, a few years later, Brady became this great passer and prolific passer. But the first few Super Bowls, there was largely the defense. And the fact is this, right? You can look at a lot of the great coaches, Rob, and when they didn't have the great players, the Hall of Fame players, they didn't win. We don't take away from them. Rob, Greg Popovich, he just had 4 horrific seasons in San Antonio without Tim Duncan. We're not going to take away what he did with Duncan.
Go look at Don Shula's, the end of his career. And Don Shula was a great coach with Baltimore first and then the Dolphins.
Yep. I think Tom Landry, right, struggled late in his career. I mean, he got fired, you know, by Jerry Jones. So you can't, the point is you just can't take away. And Bill Belichick, obviously a terrific defensive coach. But my point, Rob, is just that even if you want to be critical of him, you want to say Brady was more responsible, the fact is Belichick has won 6 Super Bowls. And no matter how you slice it, and like we said, you can look at all the great coaches, Rob, and once they lost a lot of their great players, most of them or many of them, their success, you know, was gone. I mean, Tom Landry, the great Tom Landry, right? Four of his last 5 years, Rob, he didn't make the playoffs with the Cowboys, and then he was fired.
Right.
And no. So, but nobody takes that away from you. Don't say, oh, without Staubach and Tony Dorsett, he didn't do anything.
Right. I just think it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like I said, you could pick who you think had the most impact if you want. I'm not going to argue that. It's everybody's opinion, okay?
Right.
But to discount a guy when Chris, during his Super Bowls, can I give you the defenses, where they were ranked in the NFL? Sixth, first, second, eighth, first, and seventh. So we're in the top 10, top eight in all of the Super Bowl winning years. Twice they were first overall and one second. That's pretty darn impressive.
No, no doubt. And that's, again, that's his strength. That's his side of the ball. We talk about Brandon Staley, the Chargers.
I'm glad you brought it up.
He's supposed to be a good defensive coach. Right. They've been going the opposite way.
That's what you look for. Like Belichick didn't do great with the offense and all that, but you can't tell me that he didn't have his hands on that defense. And that's what Brandon Staley should be. He has a stud quarterback. Work on the defense, Chris, to get stops at the end of the games and close out wins.
Right. And look, Rob, Belichick, bottom line, is a made man. Again, you can, as you said, I think, you know, Brady was the driving force, you know, more so, but I don't take anything from Belichick. I think he's done winning. I don't have them making the playoffs this year. I don't necessarily think he'll ever make the playoffs again. I mean, we'll see if they get some great quarterback to replace Mac Jones or whatever it is. But I think their dynasty is done. It won't be the first time, all right, that a great player left and a team was done winning. All right, but that doesn't mean you can't take away from what the man did when he had Tom Brady. Heck, Rob, like a lot of coaches may not have discovered Brady. I mean, real talk, right?
It could have easily happened. He wasn't drafted high or anything. If you ever see that dad bod pick, you would be looking like, is this guy, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He didn't look that great, Chris.
No, he looks way better now. You know,
he does.
What, 30 years later or whatever, 25 years later. Yeah, it's – I mean, I don't think Humphrey, I mean, you heard him at the end. I can't remember exactly what he was saying. He's kind of playing around. But, you know, you throw stuff out like that and we say it all the time, Rob. It is important that athletes that want to get in this business, you got to say something.
Right.
Right. But you can't just protect your boys, protect the coaches you play for, not be critical, not be honest, really. But then you also, you got to be able to back up what you say.
And Chris, you have to protect your credibility. Brand? Your credibility, because if you just go off the deep end and just start throwing stuff out, people will not listen to you.
Right.
They'll be like, this dude's a joke. This dude's not serious about this.
Right.
He said that, you know, that's not where you want to be. Saying stuff, I agree with that. But if he made the case and broke down why Brady was better, then you have something that people can listen and go, you know what, Humphrey made me really think about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you're looking for.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you don't win 6 Super Bowls doing nothing.
Just doesn't happen. and you know I'm not a big Belichick guy either. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's not a good coach. I mean,
let's keep it real. I mean, I believe Tom Brady's the GOAT. He's the GOAT because he won so much. He's not the GOAT because he's necessarily the best we've ever seen throw the football. But he accomplished so much. And obviously he was great, you know, in many of those Super Bowls, many of those Super Bowl runs. And he's got fantastic individual stats too. But there's a certain level of accomplishment that you just can't ignore. And Bill Belichick's hit that level and then some. He's won as many Super Bowls as any franchise.
Right. It's just it's
by joke. Himself.
But it's a joke, right, that he would just kind of, you know, trying to be cute or whatever, which is fine. But you got to be careful. Do not hurt your credibility so that people right. won't take what you say. If we just came on here every day, Chris, and just said some outlandish stuff off the top of our head, people would not be listening to the show.
Right.
Let's just, right. I don't care what any, they'd be like, this is a joke. These guys aren't serious.
One thing, right, and you've been on the debate shows and all that. I'm on one now, First Things First. The thing is, you have your point, have your opinion. But you got to be able to back it up. Rob, you know these debates will go 10 minutes,
right.
15 minutes. Like, you have to have plenty of information to back up the point that you're making. And so if you want to try to bring information that Bill Belichick was never a good coach, then have at it. But you got to, you know,
I don't think
you're going to find much. Right. Like I said, I can find stuff to say Brady was the driving force in my view. But I'm not going to say Belichick wasn't a good coach and, you know, got lucky and so on and so forth. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Simple question. Do you agree with Marlon Humphrey? Was Bill Belichick not an elite coach? That's the thing. He's not elite. Is he overrated? Your turn to weigh in. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
What is it?
Only one of the biggest shows of all time, Rob.
Survivor. I got no idea.
Survivor.
That was embarrassing, guys.
What? I watched the first.
You know Night Court from 1927, but Survivor, which was like a cult phenomenon for 7 years.
I remember. What years was Survivor?
I remember the first year. I remember the first one. Because somebody I know from Detroit was in that.
They eliminated quickly?
Clarence. The brother?
I don't know. Was he?
I didn't watch much Survivor. I remember it, of course. I might have watched.
You know what? I was too busy being a survivor in this world.
Oh, jeez.
We told you. I'm going to keep it real. Anything past the late 80s, I probably ain't going to pick it up.
You know what?
It's I'm so just sad. Keeping it real.
I told
and
you.
And I watch stuff like, you know, my wife and I binge watch some stuff. But, you know, when you're younger, I even notice it with, like, hip hop. I could hear a rap song from 1981 and remember the lyrics. But I ain't memorizing stuff like that today.
You know
it
what? Just,
when you're younger, stuff, you know, has more of an impact on you.
I agree, Chris. And I said this to you guys before. I think the last scripted TV show that I watched on a regular basis was Seinfeld. And that went off in the 90s. Am I right?
I think that was...
Didn't that go off for like 90s? Yeah, like early, late 90s? Late 90s, right?
Yeah, 90s. I think that was the last one I watched, like on network.
Yeah,
TV,
you know what you regular, watch every Thursday night. Like that was it. All right. Yeah. We got some calls.
We just keeping it real, Alex, but that was good.
Very nice.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Belichick. Your thoughts.
All right. Let's start with Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Good afternoon, Mr. Parker and Mr. Broussard.
What up?
You guys are great.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
I want to say that you guys are great because, and I'll quantify it by saying that you always challenge your callers to make sure that they say what they say and they mean it and they back up whatever they say. So I want to say that first. The stuff about Coach Belichick is ridiculous. Of course, he's one of the best there is. I mean, you can maybe talk about the fact that he was in a division that was weak for a period of time, but you still got to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't,
You know, you still
got
to win.
You still got, right, once you get into the Super Bowl, you play the other good team, right?
The other team's going to beat you.
Exactly, so you got to win. So, and he's won that, and he's been there 9 times, won 6, come on.
I mean, right, it just sounds crazy. No problem.
I think the best argument against him is what he's done without Brady, which again, not much, but still, he did so much with Brady. That you can't, I mean, you got to get the man.
And especially when you look at the defenses during that time, too.
Right.
Like, there's no doubt that they were part of it.
Early on, Brady was a game manager.
No
doubt.
No doubt
about it.
Craig in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Craig?
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
Doing great.
Good.
What's up?
Good. Hey, Rob, I thought you was going to hit us with what? I thought you were going to say you're not going to poo-poo on Belichick.
He ain't going to defend him that hard.
Hey, you know, right. Don't poo-poo. You know I'm the poo-poo king.
Hey, I think it takes both, man. You know, and I'm not a Patriots fan in any way, but it players win. But you got to give coaches. We've seen talented teams without the leadership at the coaching position. I mean, hey, look at Buffalo. You know, they're missing Daboll. You know, they're going to have issues without him. But I tell you what, as the stories come out about the relationship between Brady and Belichick, I start to give more credit to Robert Kraft in keeping that deal together, you know, because that
not
was,
more than them two.
Right. But I get it. Yeah. He's just saying to smooth it out between them because there's huge egos. And that's the big part.
Exactly.
Even when you have Phil Jackson, like people could talk about, you don't need to be always Chris. And the X's and O's, but can you get all of these pieces parts put together and let them be able to?
That's a huge part of it.
You know what I mean?
Especially in basketball and baseball.
You got to be able to.
Even in football, but I think more so in basketball and baseball.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, like Mike Tomlin gets a lot of credit for that, you know, in Pittsburgh.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we look now at what he did with Antonio Brown, and it's like, my goodness. Right. How'd he keep him under wraps that long?
Gary in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Hey, Chris and Rob.
How are you?
Man. What up, man?
How you doing?
Great.
We are great.
I've been listening to you guys for years now, man. You guys are the best on the radio.
Oh, man.
Thank you, brother.
Man, Belichick, yo, I'm from Jamaica. I came to America '77. I started liking football when everybody in New York was singing, here we go, Giants, here we go. That's when I got into football. 1992, and Belichick, when the Giants played Buffalo in that Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, even though he was the defensive coordinator, He won that game with his scheme. He came out with the two-five, two linemen, five linebackers to stop Buffalo. Buffalo was a high power. They were scoring 50 points like it was nothing.
Now we got you, man.
There's no doubt that Bill Belichick was and is a defensive guy, and his resume speaks for itself. Then that's the point, Chris. Point blank. His resume speaks for itself.
Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. This segment proves you're going to like sports, to work in sports. Media star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check out his TikTok. Check out OnlyPacks, where he rips open playing deck of cards with no shirt on.
Is that right?
Actually, sometimes
Alex,
shirtless.
You can rip a deck of cards in half?
In half, Chris.
He's unbelievable. Wow.
Give me a phone book right now.
He made a couple G's the year there this week.
Alex, what's a phone book?
A phone book, something was a relic used from the past, Rob, where people had to use it to call friends and family.
Do you even remember phone books, Alex?
Never seen one in my life.
Stupid.
You probably never used one.
Of course I know what a phone book is.
I've never seen one.
Did you ever use one?
Yeah.
There's no way.
How old have you guys ever seen a pay phone?
Yes.
I've seen one before. Never used it.
But a phone book, they should bring those things to your house once a year. It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. Right? Was it every year?
Yep.
And they were big, and you'd have to have them and have to go through that book.
You used to need the phone book.
Yes.
I remember it was a big deal when my mom's name was updated when she got divorced. So
is that right?
Phone
and then
book
the new, and you looked at it?
She had a new name, and it was okay.
There it is on
they
page.
They really do pay attention.
There it is on page 900.
Exactly.
There it is.
Did they have a single section for you, Rob, on there?
Yeah. It said, don't call this number.
Oh, did you just look for an MRS or MR?
Jeez. By the way, we flipped a coin, and Chris won the coin toss, but since he's disrespecting Jennings, New York Giants.
What did I say?
We had to let it go.
I didn't say anything.
You taking shots at the Giants.
I'm the defending champ. I should get.
You will never look as good with your shirt off as Greg Jennings. I just wanted you to know that.
That goes without saying.
His theme song is Mustang.
That's right. So that with that in mind,
I'm
Rob
close,
Parker.
Close, but it's not the same.
Rob Parker gets question one. The Trayvon Diggs themed edition. Shout out to Trayvon. Hopefully you have a speedy recovery. We'll look forward to seeing you in 2024. Rob, here we go. Trayvon Diggs' son was one of the biggest stars of the Dallas Cowboys edition of the HBO Blank Knox series.
Alex, you ready?
Hi, Rob. I'm ready. Thank you for asking.
All right, and no hand signals.
Chris never asks, by the way.
No lip syncing.
Here we go.
No hand signals.
Here we go. No signals. Soft.
Rob, if I know you and your eclectic mix of jokes and your debauchery, you're going hard, if I had to guess.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's Rob Parker right
that
there.
That was so easy.
Oh my gosh.
You gave him an advantage. The first one was so
what?
Easy.
All right, here we go. Level number two, back over to Chris. Trayvon Diggs' brother, Stephon, is a wide receiver for the blank Bills.
Alex, you're ready?
Who is that?
Rob, you're going again?
That sounded
ready.
Just like Rob.
I thought that was Rob.
Well, here we go.
Who am I, Herman Munster?
Here we go, Alex. Alex, listen.
Hey, you guys.
Listen to the inflection and think about what this means.
All right, those are clues.
Okay.
These are all clues.
Thank you for that, CB.
See, these are clues.
Here,
Rob
here
G, you letting this kangaroo court continue?
Here we go. Here we go.
Australia.
Wings. Read the question again to him.
No. He doesn't need it again.
Alex is a smart guy.
Alex, remember, we're going to start a new company called Wings Buffalo.
That is correct.
BetYouWings.com.
By the way, shout out to the Giants.
I know he ain't going
to
say
that. They just kicked a field goal. They're trailing 17-6 here in this game. They have now been outscored in the first half of their games 63-6.
Very nice.
You know what that means? Niners are in trouble because they're a second half team.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is them to keep that 11-point thing there going. That's
it.
All.
Level number three, Trayvon Diggs edition, Tyshirt's Tower trivia. Back to Rob Parker. Diggs played his college ball at the University of Alabama, home of the Crimson Blank.
Man, Alex, are you ready?
I don't know, man. Rob G keeps giving me these like college questions. I think I'm a college fan or something.
I'm just thinking of Steve DeSager in that pod over there. That's all.
Tonight, Rob.
All right, I'm trying to think. All right, here
we go. Rob, are you ready?
Four.
Be quiet,
Alex
Chris.
Has to ask Rob if
three.
He's ready.
All right, here we go.
Rob,
Alex, you ready? Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
All right, here we go.
Give me a question again. I forgot it, Rob G, now.
Yeah, give it one more time.
He played his college ball at Alabama, home of the Crimson Blank.
Okay. Crimson. That is a gorgeous color, by the way.
Amazon has four different players on their halftime show.
Really?
And it's only 5 minutes,
yeah,
right?
This is great.
That's amazing. Shout out to Amazon.
Hey, I'm not mad at them.
Hey, tonight!
All right, here we go. Sorry. Are you ready?
The four corners offense.
Real quick, real easy. Alex.
Hey, he has no idea.
Detergent?
Ah.
Oh, Tide detergent?
Yeah!
That is correct.
Ah, look at you.
I even gave you the pods reference to Steve DeSager. I don't know if you
caught
that.
Oh,
you
did. Long enough.
I did.
What do you have, 3 minutes, 5 minutes?
About four and a half.
We had to fill the airtime, Chris.
Chris, you know, like,
if we just let Rob sit there quietly, it would have been bad radio. So we had to talk about it.
We got the music in the background.
No, that ain't good enough.
All right, let's go, because I got a good one for this one.
In 2021, Diggs became the first Cowboys corner since Deion Sanders to make All-Pro. Sanders now, of course, head coach at the University of blank.
Denver?
Colorado?
That is correct.
Okay.
Perfect game
I
going.
I want this.
Okay. Look at you,
that
see?
That was so easy. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, and Tide wasn't easy?
No, he could have said bounce or something
else. He could have said bounty.
What I could have said bounty. Downey?
What if he's one of those he guys that uses arm and hammer? Yeah,
Charmin?
See?
What about Charmin?
What kind do you use, Alex?
Me? I use some bougie stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's only like four ingredients.
Like all natural bamboo extract.
So it doesn't break you out?
It's like just lavender and like baking soda. It's super bougie. I like
lavender
it.
Lavender lily.
Smells amazing, by the way, Chris. You got to smell me when you ever you come, you know?
You thought Chris was bougie.
Oh,
no. I mean, Chris doesn't even pump his own gas.
That is true. That is a fun
That's
fact.
That's true.
They won't let
no,
me.
No,
I live
no,
in New Jersey
no.
where everything is full
serve.
And I love it.
And your TV studio's in New York, but God forbid he get gas over there. Okay, here we go. Level number five. Back to, what is this? Back to Rob. Diggs won a college football playoff national championship with his Alabama squad, beat the Georgia blank in the title game in 2018.
Georgia.
Man.
Rob, I don't feel confident when you don't sound confident.
Yeah.
You want to pass, Rob?
No, I'm not passing. All right, here we go.
Are you sure, Rob?
Yes.
You got me worried now.
I'm
a contestant.
All right. Were you ready for this?
Okay. Give me something here, like some food for thought, something.
All right, here we go. Pitt.
It's the hand gesture.
Do the hand gesture one more time for me, Rob. Hold on. Do it one more time. Go for it.
You probably hold up magazine pictures and everything.
I'm trying to think what you're showing
just check
me.
Check your phone, Alex.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, look at my phone real quick.
Just look at your text.
Rob, are you trying to make like a bowl?
That is incorrect.
No?
That is incorrect.
What are you trying to do?
Let's see.
First chance to steal in tonight's game.
Rob, what were you doing?
No pressure on Chris Broussard.
After he misses this, we'll
Rob was okay. technically After cheating. And you know what? I'm a trust. I think Alex, I'm going to give you some
no, Alex said
benefit
no
of doubt,
on
Alex. Here we go. Bowser.
Like Super Mario Bowser?
Hey, don't be. You see, you took his.
Bowser.
You took his mindset off.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Give me the question again. I'm confused. Bowser.
Alabama beat the Georgia blank in the 2018 national championship.
What was Rob's clue?
Don't use my clue.
No.
Don't. Okay. I don't want you to help you.
Hey. Bowser? He can use what he wants. Bowser. Think, Alex.
Steve DeSager is flummoxed over there trying to figure this out.
Bowser.
All right.
Warrior?
That is incorrect. Back to Rob.
All right, here
Bowser.
We go.
We'll talk about daughters, coffee.
Let's
dogs,
see.
Daughters, and coffee. Is it?
All right, ready? Well, here we go.
Oh, I think
you
I
got
know
it
now.
From my clue, Alex.
It?
Wait till I get my chance again.
All right, we got it? All right. What is the...
Hey, that sounds like a sentence
no,
to me.
No. Here we go.
We're super late.
No. All right. Wait a minute. Puppy.
Ah. Oh, Bulldogs. Huh?
Yeah. That is correct.
Okay. You got it. He knew it off Bowser, though.
All right.
It
just came last with a one. Delay. Last one.
I can win off this,
yes,
right?
You can.
You can't. How? All I'm right, winning.
It's 28 to 20.
You only got 6 points for that.
All right. Here we go, Chris. Diggs' first two career NFL interceptions were both off of Carson Wentz. Wentz in a lifetime. Who has played for the Eagles, Colts, and the blank.
Orders.
Casey missed it the second time.
Orders.
Not hors d'oeuvres.
I'm saying like hoarders, but that's not.
Orders.
All right, can you stop, Chris? Can you stop?
Rob, do you have a question again?
Oh,
the,
my
the
gosh. Carson Wentz played for orders. The Eagles, Colts, and blank.
Orders. Jets?
That is incorrect.
Orders? I'm trying to think what is orders.
So that's it, because you can't. You best you can do is tie now.
We don't end in ties.
Rob Parker gets the win. We don't do ties.
All right, we got to go. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Let it breathe. It was the Commanders. That was what it was.
Oh, Commanders.
If I had said Washington, would you have gotten that?
Yeah, that's better.
No, he wouldn't have said that. I was going to win. I was destined.
It's in the stars, Rob. Listen to that jam. Because Rob Parker's bad boys.
Hey, we got to go to break.
We're
late.
It's all right. We're late.
Hey, we ain't going anywhere. Right, Rob?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PRO-AGGRESSIVE. Rob, we talked yesterday about Damian Lillard saying he would never have gone to Golden State like Kevin Durant did. He said a lot in that. Yeah, that interview, that was with Cameron and Mace. Here's something else he said.
What's the best three you played against?
Steph, Kyrie Irving, and Russell Westbrook. Kyrie really, he got the most beautiful game in NBA history.
Look, Kyrie's game is beautiful. Kyrie has the most street game in the league today, with just his handle. I don't think he got the best-looking game ever, Rob. I think it was Jordan. You got dunks, his grace. You got incredible finishes in traffic that you don't get from Kyrie. Kyrie's a great finisher, but there's just, you know, it's not the same level as Jordan. I think Dr. J, do I even have to say that? You're right, his game was one of the most beautiful. You could say second.
But you're talking to these younger guys.
And I think Magic, Rob. I think Magic, just with the pass. Magic's passing was light year. I mean, the Go Google search Magic Johnson top passes highlight. It's ridiculous the passes he made.
Right, but these guys, it's always Chris, and it's always what happened yesterday. I'm with you. I mean, and we all know how great Kyrie is, and
right, no, taking nothing from him.
That's nothing, but yeah, I just think that's.
Because I think Kyrie, and I've said it, and I've been saying it. I didn't hear anybody say it before me. I don't know if I was the first or not, you know, in national media. But he got the best handle in NBA history. But when you talk about the beauty of his game, and his game looks good. Like his jumper, the form, he's smooth and all that. Finishes are great. But you're essentially talking about his handle and his finishes. Like, you're not talking about passing, and he's a good passer, a very good passer. But, you know, you're not seeing Kyrie do a bunch of incredible passes that just make you go, what? You know, and I get it. Magic, you talking about beauty, it was all passing. Dr. J had moves. Jordan had the moves. I think Steph, I'm awestruck by some of the stuff Steph does. His handle's not as good as Kyrie's, but it's good. It's great. I think it's one of the best ever. But the shots he makes, to me, are like breathtaking a lot of times I'm watching him. The distance, he's off balance, like throwing junk up that you wouldn't think is going in. And I don't mean desperation shots, but I mean his body lean in all types of ways. So, again, taking nothing from Kyrie, whose game is beautiful. Rob, I think you could even, I might go Isaiah Thomas over Kyrie. Because Isaiah had the handle. Now, again, different era, wasn't what Kyrie got, but had the handle and the passing. I mean, he made some passes that were ridiculous, and he was a great finisher.
Yeah, no, it's hard to argue with that as well. But there are a couple of guys who you easily, I think, could at least have that conversation over Kyrie. And that's not disrespectful.
Right.
Whenever you're ranking somebody who's great is going to be left out. So it's not as if you're saying he doesn't have some of those things. That's not what you're saying. It's just that you could name a couple people who were better. That's all.
Right. Him being in the discussion is a compliment to him.
No doubt. Hey, tomorrow I'll be in Connecticut with CC Sabathia for the big event at Southern Connecticut State University, 7 p.m.
Agricultural Center.
Whatever. I can't wait. So I'm moderating the program with CC Sabathia.
7 p.m.?
Yes. I'm off
tomorrow.
You're
not going to be here?
I'm off tomorrow. I'll be in Connecticut.
Ephraim Salam is in. We're going to do our thing.
Oh, okay.
Yo, safe travels, man. Have fun.
Thank you.
And we will see you on Monday. All right. We are signing off, but keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next. Fire's on the way!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.